Well, the thing that interests me at this particular time, of course, is the things that are occurring within the league with our membership expansion and the possibilities and challenges that go with that. That it just appeared to me to be a very, very exciting professional opportunity and the kind of challenges that I would like to undertake. And in addition to that, I received a lot of encouragement from colleagues within the league and outside the league that they felt I could make a difference in this position, and that was attractive to me.
Now, I know you've been involved somewhat with the expansion efforts as well, visiting some of the schools that are coming into the conference. Did that play a little bit of a role, too, in just kind of working on this on an athletic director level to maybe want to see it through with a little more detail as a commissioner?
A little bit, yes. You know, being part of that process and being involved heavily in the governance of the NYAA and then also on the national level has really perked my interest. And at this particular point in my career, I just think this is the right move for me.
Let's just talk a little bit about your time at Northwest Missouri State. When you look back at the years here, what are some of the accomplishments that you feel most proud of?
Well, a lot of things. Obviously, the Fall Classic at Arrowhead comes right to the top of the list. And when a number of people didn't know if we could even pull that off, and it's been able to sustain itself, and it's just a significant event each year, and I hope it'll go on for a long, long time. Some of the facility improvements we've been able to make and see happen with the turf in the stadium and fixing the track, and we've redone all of our locker rooms here in our training room and our weight room. Those things are gratifying as well. But then seeing the success of the student-athletes. You know, this past year we had over a 3.0 GPA of all of our student-athletes. That's very gratifying. And then on top of that, Miles Burnsides was the top scholar athlete in the league. I saw that happen four times while I was here. That's just remarkable. And then to win national championships in football and cheerleading in the same year, those are just pinnacle moments. And I can go back to a couple of those Sundays in Kansas City on a Sunday afternoon when we won both men's and women's basketball championships. Boy, those were highlights as well. So those are the kind of things that are memories that you just are never going to forget.
Now, with this transition to commissioner, this, again, kind of a natural transition from at one point being a coach to administrator to now looking at this at a conference level for you.
Well, it has been a natural transition for some people. It isn't for everyone. A gentleman named Butch Raymond is the commissioner of the Northern Sun Conference, and his career path has pretty much followed mine, or mine is following his, I guess I should say, from coach to administrator, then in the conference office. There are a number of commissioners that have been in conference offices their entire professional careers. So I'm hoping that my experiences as a coach and administrator will serve me well in this new position.
And taking over September 20th, talk a little bit about some of the initial goals you have coming in as commissioner.
Well, first of all, we need to complete the process with Lindenwood and Nebraska Kearney. We hope we can do that by the end of October. And then we need to get on our scheduling challenges right away. We'll probably declare the 2012 football schedule null and void and start over there. And that's very, very important for all of our campuses because it will impact homecoming dates and family dates and Hall of Fame dates and things of that nature. And so we'll have to have some key people around the table to put the schedules together, not just for football, but for virtually all of our sports. And then we're really going to have to be aggressive in terms of our recruitment of good officials. We're going to need far more officials in a league of 16 than you have with a league of 10 or 12 members. And so that's very, very important to us in terms of our level of competition. And then we've got to expand our opportunities here in terms of moving into the Tulsa and Oklahoma City and St. Louis markets and hoping that we can do all that we can for all of our member institutions to help them tell their stories in those particular communities.